In the November election, Georgia gave Democrat Joe Biden his biggest upset victory of any state. Now, Biden is making his first campaign speech since becoming president-elect in Georgia, stumping for Democrats challenging the state's two incumbent Republican senators. He spoke at a drive-through rally in Atlanta.
Thank you. Thank you for turning out in record numbers in the November election. Thank you for the faith you put in me and Vice President-elect Harris. And thank you for standing strong to make sure your voices were heard, your votes were counted, and counted, and counted again. I'm starting to feel like I won Georgia three times. I have to say, it feels pretty good.
Biden told the crowd that they taught Donald Trump a lesson, that Georgia would not be bullied. He referred to a lawsuit filed by Texas and supported by Trump seeking to overturn votes in several swing states.
You know who did nothing while Trump, Texas, and others were trying to wipe out every single one of the almost 5 million votes you had cast here in Georgia in November? Your two Republican senators. They stood by. In fact, your two Republican senators fully embraced what Texas was telling the Supreme Court. They fully embraced nullifying nearly 5 million Georgia votes. You might want to remember that come January 5th.
Biden has a big agenda, including economic issues, climate change, criminal justice reform, and, of course, responding to the pandemic. All of that depends on control of the Senate, which means winning the two Georgia special elections on January 5th. If Democrats win both, Republicans would lose all-important control of the Senate, with Vice President Kamala Harris able to cast a tie-breaking 51st vote. One of the Democratic candidates is Raphael Warnock, running against incumbent Kelly Loeffler. He's senior pastor at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, Martin Luther King's former congregation.
Only in America is my story even possible. The kid who grew up in public housing goes on to receive 4 degrees, including a PhD degree, and now I'm running for the United States Senate against the wealthiest member of Congress. That's the American promise.
The other Democratic candidate is John Ossoff. He's a protege of the late Georgia senator and civil rights icon John Lewis. He says it was Georgia that sent Trump packing, and now Georgia can define the next chapter in American history.
And Georgia voters are standing up for health, jobs, and justice for the people. Health, jobs, and justice for the people. Think about how far we've come, Georgia. Think about how far the American South has come.
He calls Georgia the most competitive battleground state in the country, thanks to activist volunteers. And the two Senate runoffs give Georgia a key role.
We need to make sure Joe Biden can pass his agenda, because if Mitch McConnell controls the Senate, they're going to try to do to Joe and Kamala just like they tried to do to President Obama. They will block the COVID relief that we need. They will block the $15 minimum wage. They will block the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act that we need. They will block affordable health care. We can't let that happen, Georgia. We have too much good work to do.
The Georgia runoffs pose a dilemma for the GOP. On the one hand, Republicans need the two Senate seats to hold control of the upper chamber, so voter turnout is important. On the other hand, Trump and his supporters continue to fundraise for legal challenges while blasting the November election as rigged, potentially discouraging voters. And some Republicans are turning against other Republicans that they see as rhinos, Republicans in name only. For example, at a rally in Washington, D.C., where far-right political commentator Nick Fuentes whipped up a crowd of Trump supporters, telling them the Republican Party did not do enough to support Trump's re-election.
Let's go!
Destroy the GOP! Destroy the GOP! Destroy the GOP! Destroy the GOP! Destroy the GOP!
The GOP wants us to hold the line and vote for rhinos like David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler in the Georgia.
Of course, that's not a message the GOP wants to hear right now, especially in Georgia. Both parties are gearing up for what's expected to be an expensive and close race. Democratic Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms offered some thoughts about the election.
In the words of
Audre Lorde, revolution is not a one-time event. In the words of Frederick Douglass, power concedes nothing without a demand. In the words of John Lewis, we may not have chosen the time, but the time has chosen us. In the words of Andre 3000, the South's got something to say, and that's all I'm going to say.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.